Oh, we don't have a cold open, do we?
See, the thing about time travel is they always say, like, the evidence for time travel not existing is that we haven't met anyone from the future, so it hasn't happened yet. But, like,
but how would you know?
How many people on a daily basis do you ask if they're from the future? Because, as we all know, it's like cop rules. They have to tell you if they're from the future.
It's true.
I heard rules.
Well, you know, rules. Rules! Start the episode.
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast!
Zero Issues
Comic Podcast!
In the future, the year 2384, the year where rules. 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 Come in to you all.
Oh, Lord.
All right, welcome to the show. We are your three delightful hosts for this trip down time travel lane. I am Merc.
I'm Brian.
I'm Kyle.
They are both talking in different timelines, but it sounds like they're talking at the same time.
Or are we talking in different time zones? Because you don't know where I am right now. This room could be anywhere. This isn't even a real... This is a fake background. I'm actually in Taiwan.
Oh.
It's like a Matrix fake background. Like,
yes.
Ergo. Slides past and a bunch of guns go by. Yeah.
Empty
just
white
a bunch of shelves. Just a bunch of crappy empty shelves.
It's all empty. In the future, everything's empty. Yeah.
All I've got is this car. Okay, I'm going to stop saying that
I hear
word
it rules,
now.
Personally.
I don't know if it's getting bleeped or not, but I'm not going to say it anymore after five more times.
Yeah. When he feels like it.
Let's go warm it up.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
Welcome to the warm up.
All right, time for Character Storm, an all-time favorite that we love to go back to every once in a while. Mm-hmm. If you're not familiar with Character Storm, the idea is we kind of go around the room here, and one person presents a name of a character, and the others have to kind of flesh out what that character is, who they are, powers, whatever, and it's generally ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then we kind of do the next one and the next one, and mm-hmm. we go from there. But today, we're doing, since we're doing time travel as our main topic, we're going to do some sort of time theme character story. Who would like to begin?
I'm going to go with my awesome, cool, not at all stupid one. It's Time, which is time, as in like the herb, and then time, as in like time traveling. Time.
Okay.
So it's time.
So
time.
It's It is time, isn't it?
Yeah.
Time for time.
I mean, you can do whatever you want. It is time travel. I mean, like, hey, listen, staying out.
So you put this time in any dish that you're making,
mm-hmm.
and it will bring you back to a time or forward to a time that is dependent on what you're cooking. So if you're cooking some Louisiana chicken, it's going to bring you back to
the Louisiana Purchase.
That's right. I was going to say something else, but yes. Yes. It's going to bring you to the Louisiana Purchase. Because here's the thing about time. It also moves you in space.
Yeah.
It's space-time. Space.
I like that. And then, not unlike Our Man, a certain hero gets addicted to it.
Yeah.
And, you can only do time once a day. Once you've done time, you can't do time.
Mm-hmm.
Or time doesn't time anymore.
And you're trying it with other spices. It's just not the same.
If you have too much time, your falls off, and that doesn't rule.
That's one.
One down.
That one I think should be bleeped, frankly, but all right, I don't know.
Okay, well, we'll go on the rhyming thing. We did time.
Sure.
So, clock Jacques.
Oh.
Jacques.
Clock Jacques.
Ah.
Like J-A-C-Q-U-E. Jacques.
And how do you spell clock?
J-A-C-Q-U-E.
Of course.
Correct. I think there's an S on the end of there, isn't there? Whatever. Doesn't matter. Being pedantic.
That's only if there's two of them.
And with Jacques' various time traveling abilities, there could very well be two of them.
Oh,
that's true.
Those Jacques boys.
What is Jacques like? Is he like a voyageur? What are we thinking here? Who is Jacques?
Oh yeah, he's got a canoe and he's just going through time, gathering furs.
Because I mean, like, there's different kinds. You know, there's different kinds of furs. Just picking it up. Is it because I'm doing this?
Your screen has frozen and you're just doing that in...
Is it still frozen?
How do I take a screen... Oh, now he's moving. Oh,
damn it. I'm literally... Like that. I'm like futzing around with the cord. Oh my god. Internet!
That's what happens when you futz around with cords. You get frozen in time.
Yep.
Not unlike Jacques... And yes. Jacques, and these guys, and their clock, they cannot fix this clock. You think, how many Jacques does it take to fix a clock? The answer? It's more than two. So they gotta go
more than two
into the future, get a third Jacques. Now it's Jacques, and a clock. It's like three men and a baby, and this clock is a sentient clock, and they have to raise this clock up to a point where it can get them all back to their home times. I don't know.
Right. I want the... And this just imagine,
a baby,
if you will.
That you have to raise.
It's like a time... It's like a DeLorean, but it's like a canoe. And there's like a grandfather clock that's sentient in the middle of the canoe. And the other Jacques are just a paddling through time.
I completely forgot about the Voyager part.
Yeah, right.
I think it
That's
all
how
fits.
You have to raise them as a Voyager.
You gotta raise them as Voyagers, otherwise they might... Yeah. Yeah. Obviously.
We've got to go cross this river, so get your gear, Jacques, and we'll go take this canoe, and you know what I mean.
But Jacques, how are we going to get across this land part with our canoe?
We got DeLorean.
Oh.
I jump in the DeLorean.
There's a Mr. Fusion reactor on our canoe. No portaging for us. No, no.
No.
All right, you Jacques, it's me.
Trimbia.
It's me, the clock. Sentient clock. Oh! You gotta get on them.
I don't expect that.
No. I don't know.
The clock is Mickey Mouse?
Yeah.
Hurry it up! Get me to Disney World!
Yeah. I mean, like, Disney owns it. Okay, they already bought this. They own it.
All
right. Yeah, they own everything. They own this podcast. It's why we haven't made any money on it.
I mean, we technically would be writers, so.
Yes. Oh, yeah, we're on strike. For mine, Peter Serafinowicz of the 33rd century.
Peter Serafinowicz.
Oh, yeah.
Serafinowicz. Okay. Serafinowicz of the 33rd century.
Peter Serafinowicz gets blasted into the distant future.
You're familiar with Peter Serafinowicz.
Yeah. So, he's an actor.
He was the most recent live-action Tick, among other things.
That's true.
Oh!
He was in Guardians of the Galaxy. I think you called him a bunch of a-holes.
Mm-hmm.
That guy.
He was the voice of Darth Maul.
Yeah. That's true.
Really?
He was the other roommate in Shaun of the Dead. He's been lots of places. And he's very funny. He's very funny.
Like the one that turns in the shower?
Yeah. That's him. Like the dickhead roommate, you know? He's kind of good at playing a particular kind of asshole.
But he's in the 33rd century now. What's he doing?
Mostly hoverboarding. Just all over the place. He's got
looking for work.
He's in the future, and he's just like, well, I guess I'm going to resume my career, and he's like, okay, well, I'm Peter Serafinowicz, you might know me from stuff. It's like, well, actually, that was a couple of societal collapses ago, and all records are gone. So he's got to start all over again from the bottom. He's got to build his acting career up again, because nobody remembers him. It's all gone. All records are gone.
From the bottom of the Serafinowicz to the top.
Yeah, and he does.
Work his way back up.
He's got to use his Serafinowicz.
This has series potential, I think, frankly.
It does. That's actually a pitchable TV show.
Well, it's the sort of BBC show that Peter Serafinowicz would actually star in.
Yeah.
So I look forward to it.
I would not miss an episode. This sounds amazing. I want this to be real.
Damn.
We live in the universe where we don't have the show for real.
Yet. But all things are possible with slowly time traveling into the future, one second at a time.
Speaking of time travel, let's go to the main topic, which is time travel.
Yeah, it is a good segue, actually.
What the f***?
Okay, so this week we are talking time travel. We're talking time travel. That's right, the triple T on the Z-I-C-P. S stands for show. T stands for time. Other T stands for travel. So time travel. So jump in any time, you cocks!
That's two.
No, I'm just going to watch this. I'm just going to listen to this.
I know. I was just like wondering if you were going somewhere with that.
Yeah.
I didn't want to interrupt.
Yeah.
Like many a girlfriend, you have just let me keep going until I just destroy myself.
Oh.
Wabbity smackity doo.
So what I'm trying to do, look up stuff for this. I was trying to think of my own, like the ones, the obvious ones, the storylines that are time traveling, and thinking, oh, certain time travel characters that always do that. But I'm thinking, like, really, in comics, every character probably has time traveled at some point.
Yeah,
big
time.
Who's that?
So,
T-Man.
Oh, he will. Don't you worry.
I was, so thank you for assuaging my worries.
He'll be 4D Man. No.
Ooh.
But yeah, it just seemed like everybody, like it, especially like whether it's like them intentionally time traveling or being affected by time travel.
Yeah.
So they're like Flashpoint affects everybody, so then that always happens, or there's ones specifically like Days of Future Past where those characters do that thing.
Yep.
You do that
like
thing.
A Cable or
they zap
a Phoenix
themselves back
or
into their kid self's brain. Doing that thing.
Good job.
It's a pretty standard thing, actually.
Back home, it's very common.
Yeah. It's actually kind of interesting that like that conceit with Days of Future Past, you don't see that one often at all.
No. And also
it's
like
normally like actual physical time travel.
Yeah, exactly. And not like, you know, that and time travel is it's so weird in comic book worlds because how it works seems to just vary wildly depending on whatever the hell they feel like doing. There seems to be no consistency to how time travel works at all.
No.
Even when they try.
Imagine that having a 4,000 writers over how many.
Yeah, exactly.
No, they're not going to get it all to the same.
Yeah.
But
what are some things you like about time travel comics? Or what stands out to you as like this is a neat idea or a neat execution or something like that?
You know, the more convoluted it gets, sometimes the more I enjoy it just because it's just like, you know, it could just completely break your brain because eventually it makes no sense whatsoever. But I just like even just seeing weird and creative ways you can have this impact timelines and how, you know, like having people that are out of step with each other. It's more like the Doctor Who thing with like River Song I really liked when they were like meeting each other, stuff like that, like at different times. Like they're both time traveling, so they're not on the same timeline at any point, really. They're all over the place, so I just like when things get really complicated where you almost like need to draw a map to figure out how it all works.
Yes.
You're just Charlie Day in front of the board at some point, just like here's how it all fits. I don't know. Something about that I always just find really fun and really compelling.
I enjoy that too, but I find sometimes I feel like in the past 10, 20 years, they've gone to the well a little too much.
It becomes like this.
It's overcomplicated, or it's just like I don't want to say lazy writing, but it's like, here's a go-to thing. Let's time travel. And you're like, okay. Like, not for the sake of it being an interesting story, but it's a way to get out of something, or it'll make it fresh. And it's like, oh, that's kind of a...
Yeah.
That's kind of a out. I mean, a cop-out.
There's three.
Still rocks.
I think my favorite one of the past little while... Well, it's not even the past little while. I guess it's like probably 10 years ago, 15, whatever it is now, when Jason Aaron took over Thor and the whole Gore, the God Butcher story, he battles Thor at three time periods.
Yes.
So he's battling young, arrogant Thor. He's battling Thor now, and then like old man Thor, who's King Thor. And it's an interesting thing, because then they end up like kind of meeting, so they sometimes cross over. He meets his granddaughters, and you know, just that whole thing. But it wasn't done to like, oh, then we're gonna split off and we're gonna do all this stuff. It was just, here's this contained story. These things happen. We're done.
So I forgive me, I still haven't read it. Was Gore like actually traveling through time? I thought he was just like really old. By the end of it.
I can't remember how, it might be just really old, but it's like in terms of traveling, like it's...
I mean, that's a kind of time travel.
It's a kind of time travel. Counts.
It's not direct time travel, but it's, yeah. But it's because it's all being introduced. Time travel.
It's just taking the long road.
It's being introduced as of now for here's how this thing works.
Right.
But...
Do you think that if, you know how like in old comics and famously in the first Superman movie, he could... You know, reverse time by
stopping the Earth.
Yeah, by rotating the Earth the other way. Do you think there's ever been a comic, and it would kind of shock me if there hadn't been, and if Grant Morrison hadn't written it. Do you think there's ever been a comic where Superman rotates the universe in the opposite way to move backwards in time? Because Superman can't go back in time anymore, like he used to be able to.
He got his special privileges taken away.
Mm-hmm.
If it hasn't, I mean, it seems like a very granty thing to do.
And, oh, super granty.
Oh, it's very granty. They would definitely do that. I would read it. I'm not aware of it happening offhand.
Okay, well, I'm going to send them an email and let them know.
Yeah.
I want to see Grant Morrison write one where Superman's doing the thing around the planet, around Earth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But instead of time travel, he just stops the rotation and all our...
Everything just floats off.
Begins to fall apart and, you know, the tides change and the moon collapses and just catastrophes. Mm-hmm. And he's like, and
the sun crashes into the moon.
And he's like...
Just goes, oh.
I was just trying to save Lois. I was just trying to save Lois.
You dumb. What if Superman was dumb?
Yeah.
Because, like, Superman is always, like, he's kind of smart.
Yeah, well, he's,
and, like, you look at old comics and he would have, like, scientific explanations for what he was doing. And, like, oh, if you rub this thing really fast, it becomes a magnet.
He's always saying that. Superman.
I mean, I was reading Whatever Happened to the Man of Tomorrow a couple days ago, because I'd never read it. And he rubs a thing real hard until it becomes a super magnet.
Mm-hmm.
A super electromagnet. And then
he just rubs things really hard until it gets attractive.
Yeah.
Bingo.
Four.
Yep. What about
like a ding noise? It's like ding ding ding.
What about like some of the tropes of time travel in comics? How there's like there's always like the
a treadmill.
There's the treadmill, sure.
Always different.
Or a platform.
Yeah.
There's always like the things that live like between time and they clean up time. Like I'm talking Langoliers. I'm talking Langoliers, baby.
Oh,
or the the TVA Time Beavers is one that I saw. They've got a big
time beavers.
Yeah, they've got they're beavers that live between time, and they have I'm not making this up. This doesn't sound like something I can make up. They have like a time dam that's made of like historically important things, like Fat Man and Little Boy are on there, and they sense when something's going wrong with time, and they go and fix time. But like those sort of things, there's always
those go-to things.
Yeah. It is a go-to thing. Shut up.
And there's always the storyline of like seeing yourself like one of you being bad or like that's
what happened to me?
What happened?
Why do I have an eye patch now? We don't talk about that. I got a fork in the eye.
Well, I think of like you go back and see yourself like flash number 0. During the 0 hour month, which I think the last one ended on some sort of big cliffhanger, and he ends up like getting shot back. Wally gets shot back in time, and I think they had mentioned in this run in like the Mark Waid, Mike Ringo, that whole era, that like he remembered somebody from some family reunion he was having a bad time who gave him some words of encouragement that always stuck with him, and that was him. So he goes, that was him, adult him, sort of stuck to the shadows, you know what I mean? Just sort of tried to not stand out too much to him because he's like, oh shoot, he's like, oh, I'm the one who encourages my child self a little bit and leaves this like nice memory or something. So stuff like that, you know, you're crossing over with yourself without
stands in the shadows and whispers, if you just keep rubbing it,
oh no,
zap,
no,
what friction.
What about when you go back in time and you meet one of your like ancestors, or you go into the future, you meet a descendant and they're like identical. It's like, how strong are the genes?
Yeah. Or you meet your mom at the dance.
Everyone in your family looks exactly like you, except for your dad, who is Crispin Glover.
That's right.
Or a guy wearing a weird Crispin Glover mask, hanging upside down, whatever.
He's upside down now. and there's the whole thing of like some, you know, events cannot be changed. Like, oh, you can't change this because it's
canon.
Yeah, exactly. Well, fixed point in time. It's a canon event, and it can't be changed. Fixed point.
Doctor Who thing time. All the time too. There's fixed points that you literally can't change, otherwise everything will become unraveled.
Yeah, there was a Booster Gold comic where he kept going back to try to stop the Joker from shooting and paralyzing Batgirl, and he tried like a bunch of times and finally just like, I can't do it, it's you know, it's locked.
Yeah,
DC editorial says we can't go back and change this, but we can give her the use of her legs back.
We just reboot that and unreboot that as many times as we want. And actually, that reminds me, there was a story that came up when I was doing research. I sort of read quickly because it was just a 7-page story from Mystery in Space, number 114, published by DC Comics in like the late 70s or early 80s or something, I think, by Jerry Conway and Tom Yates. And it's the whole premise of it was, so somebody goes back in time, like over 100 years from whenever he's from to kill Hitler, you know, as everyone always wants to do, because why wouldn't you want to kill Hitler?
Yep.
So he went back in time.
Have you met the guy?
I mean, don't.
I'd say he's worse than Hitler, but he's just as bad as Hitler.
Yeah. So he goes back and he's got like a sniper rifle, but it's like a fancy one from his future. So he doesn't, he succeeds. However, the Nazis all kill him and take his gun and replicate his future technology, and it's they have this amazing technology where they're able to even conquer the world, you know, it goes very bad. And
a hell of a gun.
Yeah. So somebody from that future now realizes what happened. They were able to sort this out and be like, okay, well, I have to go back and
kill that guy.
Kill the guy to stop him from doing that, because this is even worse. And then he's goes to do so, and the end of the comic is just literally, you see like their scope and their rifle, and it's just endless. Like, he did this, and then somebody else goes back to stop him from killing the first guy. And then another guy goes back to stop him from killing this guy to kill this guy. It's just like, yeah, it just goes on and on forever. It's just snipers
and
all the way down.
The last one is John Wick.
Yeah, I just thought it was worth a mention.
And who's that behind John Wick? Hitler?
Oh, no.
Oh, we've come full circle.
Oh, my God. That guy's going to hurt John Wick? What a monster. He's a real Hitler.
I once saw him kill three men in a bar with a bouncer.
Also, we came up with some ideas, some pitches, some little time travel things. Some of them, like, almost thinking of, like, things that would never happen or certain characters that would never time travel or certain time periods that generally are not visited would be hilarious to see.
And there's not a lot that hasn't been done, so we're doing our best
here. No, I know. I said that in the message, and then I started thinking about it. I'm like, shit, like, really?
Everything's
been
done.
There's not a lot.
What if Jonah Hex went to the future?
I have those comics.
Yeah. I have a few.
And I'll start off. Amish territory, 1795, with Rom, Space Knight. But don't worry, they don't use him because he's electric.
So. He's he's trying to be Romish, if you will.
We have a winner. We have a winner.
Zoom All right. just cut out that audio because it was so delightful.
I like
it. The non-electric Space Knight.
No. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Captain America travels back in time to March 24th, 1841. His mission, give William Henry Harrison a coat and hat. Forever changing the future.
Oh.
Dun, dun, dun.
Because as we all know, William Henry Harrison went for a walk and it was raining and he got pneumonia and then he died. He died in 30 days. But what if he didn't?
Yeah, what if he,
died in 31 days?
Coat? Yeah. Come on,
What
man?
If he didn't have a bunch of diarrhea and then die? Yeah. I read the Wikipedia. He had a bunch of diarrhea. Trust me.
Yeah.
It's a matter of public record.
Your diarrhea is a matter of public record.
That's the president's diarrhea.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. And that's the thing, too, is that, you know, every time people go back in time, it's always, you know, they always go to a significant period of some kind or another. What if instead they just got stuck in, like, kind of in an era when there's a plague, everything's terrible.
Nothing's happening.
Everyone's just it's just diarrhea just flooding the streets. Everybody is just, it's horrible. And they're just sort of stuck there.
But there's
nothing interesting is happening.
there's that one year. I'm totally making up the year, like 1518 or something like that, where there was some sort of event worldwide that summer didn't come that year.
Oh, right.
Was that because that wasn't the Tuscanega event, was it?
Oh, Tunguska event? No.
Tunguska, sorry.
Yeah, it's before that, but it's
the tapioca.
It's like medieval.
Event.
It's during like medieval times, but it's they don't know if like there was a major volcanic event somewhere because
Put
up so much ash and it just kind of got dark and then it didn't really.
Yeah,
summer didn't come that year, and it was like the coldest year on record ever, and all the crops failed, and so many people died.
So what is Fantastic Four?
Yeah. I mean, Johnny would probably be pretty useful,
be fine.
I guess. People would be pretty cold. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's just trying to hug the
He's like he's going. Trying to make himself useful, but it's just like, yeah, we know how to start fires. We already do that. Just go get out of here. And
I mean,
they spend the year until their time machine works again, just hanging out and, you know, getting to know each other. Getting to really know each other.
I feel like Reed would try to, like, do something about the volcanic ash situation, but, you know.
All he's got is a battery and a Walkman.
And, you know,
and he does it.
He's got to listen. But he really wants to listen to his songs, you know, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's an 8-volt, and Ben keeps putting it on his tongue. He's like, that still works, that still works. Like, you're rusting it by doing that.
Man.
I just really like the way it feels. It's a little scary, but I kind of like it.
Yeah, well fun.
You're made of rock. Mm.
You know,
MODOK
electricity doesn't
goes to
work
the French.
Rock. It's not super effective.
No. MODOK goes to the French Revolution. Off with his head.
Oh no.
They just take his hands and legs, or
yeah, well, they just take his little body, and then they look at it, and they're like, you killed a baby.
Yeah. It's like in the movie. He's got that little butt. It's good.
Yep. Mm. Little mobile.
Yeah. Butt. Yeah.
Nice. What if Donatello went to the future? And by Donatello, I mean the Renaissance sculptor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was like, look at my David. He has a hat. And that's everything I know about Donatello.
Yeah.
In one little bit.
Yeah, he's like, he comes to the future and he's like, everyone's always talking about Michelangelo's David, but my David was made of bronze and he has a hat. Look at his butt. Look at his little bronze butt. Look at his little butt. Look at his
a lot bigger.
Yeah.
I feel like we went over the limit because we kept saying it.
Yeah.
No. We hit 5 and 6.
Yeah. It's like an angry alarm goes off. It's one too many times. Ooh, this doesn't rock at all. Yeah, I want him. Yeah, that's good. He's just is roaming around, just trying to draw attention to his own work. It's very sad.
Like, this stuff's pretty good.
It's very good.
That's pretty good.
They're like, go back to the Renaissance fair.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay.
You have a fair? I love the fair.
This is unfair to me, Donatello. They say I'm a big turtle. I'm not a turtle.
Don't yell at me. I'm a big boy.
I'm a bit of a Renaissance man.
And the unfortunate part is he gets so desperate he's got to take a job at some Nickelodeon theme park as Donatello. He's the guy in the costume. Oh no.
But he's still got the big feathery hat.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Like, that's not the one you're supposed to wear. I am going to wear my hat.
Yeah. Just Viacom executives are just like, you know what? It actually looks pretty cool. We're going to... That's ours now.
What if we
sold
the Donatello with a hat?
I'll buy it.
This Donatello is still spewing all the old sexist things that the other Donatello was saying.
Yeah. Yeah,
he's got a new hat.
New hat.
Donatello is the most sexist of the Ninja Turtles.
Oh no. He just spent a lot of time on the computer. I don't know.
That's, yeah.
Ooh. Not talking to women.
Four turtles? 4chan?
Oh, no. Don't ruin Donatello for me.
I'm sorry.
I'm gonna transport the JSA. 10 years in the future. Just 10 years in the future. But they're pretty old, right? So they just don't know how anything works anymore. Technology has changed that much in 10 years.
But they didn't know already.
Yeah. They sort of just figured it out well enough. They just sort of are like, you know, they don't have a TV with that the dial turns. They have the remote. Then 10 years in the future, like, how do you turn the set on? I don't understand. They could save the world, but it's like, how do you turn the set on? But there's no set anymore because it's all goggles now. And, they hate this. This is just having a terrible time.
I mean, I put on goggles, I feel like, and keep
poking
this.
Themselves in the eyes.
Yeah.
Oh.
I like it. I hate it, but I like it.
Power pack to World War I and other fun tales.
Oh, yeah.
They should just take innocent characters and put them in the worst possible places.
Yeah. The cover is just like power pack tearing through the trenches. They're like, wee! And everyone's around them like... Just half
I'm Energizer.
Dead.
I'm dead.
Please shoot me. We can't spare the bullet.
It's a limited series, and it's called Everyone Dies. And every book, they go to a different place, and everybody just dies.
Yeah.
Then the next issue, they go there, and everybody dies.
What if Spider-Man was in the Mesozoic? Oh, he's dead. He's dead. He caught a virus that does not exist in our time. And has no immunity.
And
to
he's
it.
Got.
Oh, it doesn't exist in our diarrhea. Time yet. We're gonna bring them all back. Don't you worry.
Fair point.
He's got spider diarrhea.
Spider diarrhea, and a giant dragonfly ate his face.
Yeah. Oh,
man, I don't want that. That's gonna show up in the next Spider-Verse, and I'm gonna be very sad.
Yeah, but I gotta get paid.
It's gonna be good.
But really, it's the most beautiful diarrhea you'll ever see.
Yeah. Mm.
just watercolor design.
Sculpted by Donatello.
Sculpted by Donatello.
I got one here. So Batman has time traveled many times. Sometimes he skips through time before coming back and puking a bunch of black stuff out. Shit happens when Grant is around. But this time, Batman, sliding time scale, however that works, I don't know. So he gets trapped in like the late 70s, that kind of an era. It's just like sleazy, just sweaty, coked out, just, you know, roller disco, crime wave nonsense. It's
Bruce
just,
Wayne, Studio 54.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, exactly. So he's trapped there, and he doesn't know how to get back. So he's like, okay, well, I'm going to have to... There's like a crime wave happening. He's like, well, you know what? I'm going to solve this. There's no Batman here, so I'm just going to go undercover. So he just like, you know, lets the hair out, the chest hair out, of course, as you should. Of course. Grows a bit of a mustache, you know what I mean?
Don't mind if I do.
The Wayne Mane, if you would.
Big time. And he goes undercover, you know, he dives deep into the seedy underbelly of Gotham in the late 70s. He goes to, Studio 27 might be a cute little joke.
I was going to say Studio 52.
Oh, there you go.
I was going to say Studio 39.
Oh, we're all very clever.
I should have just picked a number that didn't make any sense.
Yeah, Studio 4.
Well, he first appeared in 1939. It all works.
Yeah.
So he dives into that. It's a roller disco champion, of course, because he trained to be the best at everything.
Batman.
He gets like, you know, people get to know him. He's really effective at getting undercover into this world. Thomas and Martha Wayne might be, they're hip, you know, they're with it. They're in the scene. So they're around too. And he's like, what do I do? Oh no. They just know him as Bruce, and maybe Bruce makes such an impression on them that they name their own child, Bruce. And it's all because Bruce Wayne is very good at growing a mustache, letting his chest hair out, and roller discoing the night away. And this is all as Bob Kane intended.
Yes.
Bill Finger intended.
Should we get a friend Chip on the horn?
I think we should. Yeah.
Do it, Chip.
Huh, he's not answering. It's saying that this number was not only not disconnected, but was never a real number.
It's got a
he
message
gave us
that
six
says
digits.
Just call me at my number. 3-5.
Just put eight, just a piece two, of paper that has an 8 on it. Like, here's my number.
Niner. Wait a second. This is an infinity sign.
Oh. Yeah.
We gotta dial forever.
He's always with us. He's eternal.
How about Fall Off Arm Boy goes to the Spanish Inquisition, and they try to put him on the rack, but his arms just keep popping off.
Oh, they keep popping off. He's like, oh, sorry.
They're getting
put them back on.
So frustrated, and he's just laughing.
Eventually, he gets annoyed, and then, of course, as is his move, he takes his arm off and smashes the rack with his arm.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's his one move.
And then he runs away with his legs. His regular legs.
Yeah. They don't fall off. It's not in his name.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
It's not in his name. It's not true.
Yep.
Nipple fall off, boy. Yep.
How dare you call me that?
You weren't supposed to know that!
No one was supposed to know that!
Last one I have is Hawk Girl, or Hawk Woman, or whatever her name is now.
Hawkette.
Changes. Hawkette, yes. She goes back in time to her past lives to try to warn herself about what's going to happen. But every time, much like Fry in Futurama, she accidentally gets them killed. And then when they're not supposed to die, and then sort of has to take over for them and fake her own death in order to keep the timeline accurate.
I love that.
Yeah. Just messes it up every time. Somehow. Something goes wrong with her being there, and she's like, I gotta pretend to be this one.
Here we go again.
Yeah, and then she's like, well, maybe next time it'll work a little better, and just keeps happening. And then when she gets back, she realizes, hey, I killed myself all those times. I'm real mad at me.
And then she dies. Then a future her shows up and is like, wait, I have to tell you, get the heck away from me.
Yeah, lady. No. No.
Mm-mm.
And then she has horrible hawk diarrhea.
Yes. Hawkeria.
Yeah, well, hawkeria. Yeah. I mean, she definitely she has so many lies. She's in, like, the volcano ash time, and Reed's just listening to his song, listening to Careless Whisper, just...
Careless Whisper. It's one song on loop.
It's, again, it's his mixtape. It's how he tape. Works. Yeah. It's like, weren't you going to do something about this? Listen.
But it's a tape with the same song, just over and
over. Over and over again.
Yeah.
Off the radio, of course.
It's one of those 90-minute tapes, but it's just
Careless I was just thinking Whisper, that. He spent you can get the 120-minute tapes. It was a biggie.
Ooh. Yeah. I like, all right. Like
Chrome.
This is now we're on tape talk, which is talk about tapes.
That's my other podcast. Yeah. Yep.
Can I be a guest?
Enough. Yeah, sure.
Cool.
Yeah. Just bring all your tapes.
I will. I got a few of them. I'll bring them.
Are tapes tape back? Is that a thing? I think tapes are back.
Tapes came back like 10 kinda, years ago.
Oh, kind yeah. Kind of. They're sort of the...
Kind of like gonorrhea. But,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I think it's really all Chris Pratt's fault, really, when it comes down to it.
Everything is.
That's why tapes are back. He did this to us.
A mixtape for my brother that was essentially an awesome mix, Volume 1, but it was all the music that I loved and made me think of him, and that was from the 80s, and that had, like...
Shazam! My name is Kyle Lees. You can check my stuff out at thekylelees.com. I've got art prints. I've got comic book collections. I've got pins. Pins are cool, right?
Pins are great. Cool. Everyone
kids,
loves pins.
Get your pins. Get a pin, baby.
I would love it.
Thekylelees.com.
We have to get a pin, I think.
Ow!
All right. I'm Bri. You can find me. Bri Kotick, you can find me at welcometohereafter.com is my comic Welcome to Hereafter. Go figure. And you can also find me on social medias if you want to, like Instagram and Tumblr specifically, at my name, which is BryKotyk. And that's it. That's all I have to say.
I am Merk. You can find me at merkasylum.ca, merkasylum.ca. Merk on Facebook, Merkanaut like astronaut on Instagram. It's funny how I've said that so many times, I don't even think about it. I can think about something else as I'm saying it just flows out of my mouth.
It just comes out natural.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, as always, to KP Merkley, Kenneth Preston Merkley, for all the music and interstitial bits.
The Kipster.
The Kipster. under Ocean City Defender, the musician, not the game. You can look. Also, he's got a new thing, Leisure Class Audio. Check out what he's got. He's got there's sample bits. So if like, you're making music and you need to sample a certain drum sound or whatever, he's got some of that stuff. And he's starting. He's just started that out. So check him out. And
it's awesome.
Leisure Class Audio.
Mm-hmm. I wish I did music stuff because that sounds like it would be fun to play with. I don't have time to learn anything else. Good Lord.
I don't have time.
But if I did, I would definitely check that out. So.
Exactly.
For maybe whatever in the future, little if you will.
Maybe. That's possible. Maybe. I mean.
Who knows? Should we start never a know. Band?
You never know.
We could be the Mary Janes.
Yeah! 1, 2, 3, 4.
We are Sex Ba-Bomb!
Bri, are you from the future?
Cock rules, you gotta tell him.
Cock rules!